CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to it. It is the Capital Wrap Up on a Wednesday PM. 5 minutes after 3 PM. We just decided to hit you with that brand new One Dial. I don't know if it's One Dial or One Dealer featuring MT. And the joint is called Dubai, man. We got a full house and fucking studio today. But first and foremost, man, let me say what up to my fam. Montana, what's good?
What up, fam lamb?
You good?
I'm living, man. I've just recently found
love.
No. Oh, okay.
Well, what have you
not
found?
Again.
What have you found?
I found grime. I'm enjoying grime lately. You
okay.
know that Skepta. You yeah. know what I mean. So I'm enjoying this new album.
Okay, but who else apart from Skepta?
Apart from Skepta, you know, we got you know, there's that other dude. You know, he goes in. You know, that other dude. Everybody knows him.
So basically, you've only found Skepta. Okay, so you've only found Skepta. That's great. Great. I'm glad you're enjoying Skepta yeah. and not grime.
It's still grime. You know, he's a grime artist. You know, shit goes in.
All right, cool. Shop. Hey, Cat, what's good?
What up, fam? What
are
up,
you right?
I'm easy. I'm just a little bit heartbroken, you know.
Why are you heartbroken?
No, dog. My Dub Nation, you know.
What?
My Dub Nation.
Dog, just speak.
Warriors.
Yeah, dog.
Oh.
Come on.
Yeah. LBJ, nigga. Yeah.
Shut up, man. Get your heartbroken ass. Kiss my black ass.
Can I tell you something, dog? I bet. 4 years ago, 5 years ago, you weren't a Warriors fan.
No, I'm not a Warriors fan. Let's not get that twisted. So it was just for the finals.
So why are you heartbroken?
Dog, that's because I had question. Money on that shit. I lost money. How, dog?
Nah.
It's like what Drake did with Frenchie.
Yeah, gambling
know?
Is bad.
No, at least I didn't. At least I didn't lose Drake kind of money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How much
yeah.
did you lose?
Huh?
How much did you lose?
Did I lose? Oh, 5 clubs. Nothing
so
major.
You bet $500.
Nothing major.
You thought the Warriors were gonna take it.
Yeah, dog. I mean, they were 2-0 up.
Okay.
3-1 actually.
Yeah, 3-1 even.
Well, what's the difference?
Exactly. Ask him.
No, they had one game to win.
Actually,
they had one game
him.
To win.
Okay,
that's the difference.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. Whatever.
All right. Cool. Like I said, we got a full house in the studio today, man. We hang out with Life of the Party, man. Yo.
Oh yes.
Okay. I was gonna say Jen, say what up, but it seems like niggas just decided to, you know. Fuck it, yeah, take over the mic.
Yeah, no, we've been waiting, you know, so, you know, we're waiting for Cat.
Okay, wait, can I stop you right there?
Yes.
We have some sensitive listeners that get aggressive when people don't greet.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Trust it.
I'll probably say hi in English. What's up, everybody? Kaya, maybe in
Kosovo.
SK in whatever language.
Yeah. Introduce yourselves.
These niggas are like they're greeting our listeners like they're at a spaza.
We're trying to accommodate everybody, dog.
Out there clapping their hands like Dumela.
No, man.
I'm kneeling right now. I'm
we're trying to accommodate everybody. So yeah, we live for the party.
Mm-hmm. What are your names?
I go by the name of Larry Ngaba Ngubentlane, aka Laryngitis, aka Larry Too Swaggy, aka Woo. Okay, wait, guys, I need to remember all the other AKAs before
so
I carry
wait,
on.
Is Woo another AKA?
Yeah, Woo! Okay. So if you say Woo, you are hollering.
That's one name.
What up, Leia?
All right, cool, that's one.
My name is Sipo, AKA Muchi for... Hey.
Yeah, get back.
Muchi for that, I just got a seat right now.
Muchi what?
My name is Sipo, AKA Muchi. Moochie for the kids, Moochie for the babies, aka save this Jennifer in your girl's phone.
Does Moochie get any coochie?
Moochie gets the coochie.
Wait.
AKA save this Jennifer in your girl's phone.
What the fuck? I like everybody okay. missed that.
Shout
that's
out
how
to all the understanding boyfriends in that set.
Wow.
Okay.
Next.
Okay, who's next?
Yo, it's Kaya, you know, Sefestive, aka. That sex. Hey. Virgin breaker.
Hey,
yo. Oh,
watch out.
Hey, genuine.
What up, it's SK. So fuckboy. Little hey. Fuckboy. Face snatcher. Watch out.
So are you owning this fuckboy thing?
No, I'm definitely am.
Why would you do that?
Because you know it irritates girls that you actually. It irritates these hands because they called us fuckboys because they thought that we were gonna get mad and stuff like that. But yeah. You know you can't get mad if you actually own something that
embrace
people
want.
Like, yeah, you gotta embrace it. Yeah. So now they don't actually want us to embrace it.
Like, imagine now you took out this guy. You, like, you say to SK, hey, SK is a fuckboy. Like, yeah.
Yes, I am. Thank you very much.
Totally.
Taking the power out of the word. See, that's what we say, nigga. You've taken the power out of it. Now when people can use it against
I'm actually scared for the next hour.
Dog, it's gonna be a hectic hour,
I'm very scared. I'm very uneasy.
Based on the intro alone, it sounds like we're, I don't know, up and coming porn stars. I promise you, that is not the... You guys got like six aliases.
Yo, first got six.
What the fuck, boy? Hey, I'm Jennifer on someone's phone.
Virgin
break? Wow. This guy's a virgin breaker. A professional virgin breaker, by the way. Not just a willy-nilly.
I saw the picture of that hand. She had a gold tooth. I was like, really, guys?
Wait, what hand,
what hand is this?
How, dog?
Kev, why you gotta bring out our files over here?
You're the ones that are busy calling yourselves virgin breakers. I just had to give the listeners a back.
Ain't nobody called nobody a virgin breaker. She just took
it
there.
Okay,
listen. We're gonna get into this virgin breaking business a bit later.
Let's get
back to the hip-hop, right?
Yeah. Yo, right, I forgot this is a hip-hop show.
We're gonna start with the news, and then we'll get into that other interesting shit later, all right? Shop, on the new music front, Reason put out a brand new freestyle yesterday called Freestyle Emma Sepa. So make sure you go check that out. Benchmark from Ambitious Entertainment has also put out a brand new single called All On Me. And Red Button is putting out a brand new single on
Red
Friday.
Button.
Yeah,
oh,
man. I actually bumped into him on Thursday last week, and he was like, yo, man, he's hungry as ever. He just left his record label, so he's no longer with Pro and them at Money First Entertainment. He's just doing his own thing now. And yeah, man, I wish him all the best.
Wait, Pro is his brother, right?
No.
So was Pro, that a rumor?
No, that's City
Pro,
Lights.
Pro is DJ City Lights' brother.
City Lights. Okay.
Yeah, and City Lights is Red Button's best friend, so yeah. So yeah, man, that's pretty much what's happening on the new music front. Going overseas with the news a bit, LMFAO is demanding legal fees from Rick Ross. A couple of years ago, Rick Ross tried to sue them for the sample that they had on their joint Party Rock, the Everyday I'm Shuffling. So, cut a long story short, Rick Ross lost the lawsuit, and
of
now they're demanding that he pay them back $650,000. Maraway,
how do you sue people for saying every day I'm shuffling?
Because it came from
when your name, when your name itself has been stolen. Your name, Rick Ross, it's stolen.
Even LMFAO. Come on.
Okay, so now, why are they suing like 6 years later?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
both need to relax.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like,
because times are tough, probably, and they're like, shit.
Yeah, I know.
See that Rick Ross nigga.
Yeah, you saw his bank account, and it was like, huh?
All right, cool. So Quavo of Migos has officially dubbed the dab as dead. Officially.
Yo, as soon as a dance move makes it onto Ellen's show, it's dead. Forget about it.
But they started the dab, so if I start the moonwalk and I say it's over, like, you can't.
Michael Jackson didn't say it's over.
Yeah, that's why it's not over. Like, niggas still moonwalk. I've seen Kaya moonwalk.
Exactly. I've seen Kaya do that shit.
Yeah, I mean, so it's not dead.
Like, we can't dab anymore. Like,
he's just saying he's dead. He actually said you got to give everybody a new trend, a new wave, or something new to do. So yeah, everyone was copying the dab, and it's time to switch lanes. He says.
So now they're gonna sue us, like.
No, they don't want to, but it's like, yo, man, that's old. Like,
he's saying
old.
It's whack,
like,
fam.
Yeah.
People try to kill the daddy.
You
know?
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I'm not racist or anything. Matters white people. As soon as white people do something, they fuck everything up. Like,
do you know that?
As soon as they started the dab, everybody was like, fuck.
Do you know that as soon as you say I'm not racist or anything, it
you're
means
racist.
You're about to say something.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So you're racist as fuck.
I have one white friend.
What up, Ari?
Ari, what up?
The white people I know are the ones that hide me.
The ones that don't want to give us back our land.
So, in some news that, you know, where the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, T.I.'s daughter was arrested for having a gun at the airport.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's a gangster ass family, yo.
Yeah.
That's a mafia.
Took from her father. Said, yeah, if dad can do it, me too, fam.
So now, the funny thing about this situation is apparently she was so calm when everything happened. She was at the airport trying to, you know, check in and shit. And when they searched her bag, she had a gun, and she's like, oh, I didn't realize it got lost in this big ass bag. I thought I took it out.
Oh, so she stays strapped.
Yeah, like, it's a thing. Like,
it's probably licensed and shit.
Yeah,
wait, how old
is
she?
20.
Huh?
20.
Shit.
What does she need gun protection for?
Don't. She's T.I.'s daughter. And like, my dad is T.I.
Yeah, I was actually...
Wow. It's a one-way ticket to a clock, my man.
One of the younger sisters, or the cousin actually, posted a whole like description of what actually happened. And she says, yo, we were just raised to carry guns, you know, for our own safety.
Sure.
The life of T.I.
People are getting cars. You know, he's buying Glocks and semi-automatics for his kids. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, it's this life, man.
So I think it was about 2 weeks ago, we spoke about how Designer has actually never been to Atlanta. He was supposed to be in Atlanta 2 weeks ago, and he missed the show. He didn't go. So it appears that he still hasn't been.
I feel like that's like that. I got bros in Atlanta. Like, it changes everything. Like, it really fucks
liar.
It up. Like,
he's a liar.
Like, now we can say I've got bros in Hammanskraal because we haven't been to
Hammanskraal. Monty probably does.
I feel like you used this joke last week as well.
Fine. No. We're actually talking about. We're actually talking about 5 a.m. in Hammanskraal with Ricky.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Sure.
You must get your shit correct.
You're right.
Align your shit, nigga. Get your chakras.
No.
Lil Wayne has said that the seizures that he had last week had nothing to do with codeine.
Oh, no man.
That's what I thought. No man. Apparently, he didn't take... Apparently, what's that?
Speaking the mic.
Oh, sorry. I was saying, I read an article that said he's been having these seizures all his life, apparently.
Yeah, like, well,
the past 10, 15 years.
He's epileptic.
Yeah.
So apparently he didn't take his epilepsy medicine, and he thought he'd be cool. He was in Milwaukee. And
so
they went to the pharmacy, but they couldn't get any medication. So he's like, ah, it's cool. You know, like when you got a cough, whatever, you can't get like the better, and you're like, ah, it's cool, dog. I'll be good. That nigga fucking had a seizure on the plane, fam. He ain't alright.
Yeah, they had to do an emergency landing and all that shit.
Exactly.
Hey.
Yeah. So he says it's not about the leans, but I think he's lying.
Obviously it's about the lean, dog.
Yeah, it's definitely about the lean. Something that we briefly touched on, I don't know if we spoke about it on air or off air, but Post Malone has said that he is now
quit rap.
Into
country music.
Yeah.
And he had a spat with the XXL editor. So basically, she was like, we excluded him from the freshman list because we heard he was moving away from hip hop. And he said, I didn't want to be on the cover because I was tired and I didn't want to take the 6-hour flight to New York. From the horse's mouth, no, he said, she said, if you don't like me, politely fuck off.
Swag.
And you know, the thing is, he was probably going to be the only guy that outshined the XXL, the freshman cover this year.
What do you mean?
Like, he's gonna be bigger than everyone else.
Yeah, bigger than everybody else, because like the cover this year is just garbage.
Yeah, it is.
It's very, very weak. It's probably the weakest one.
Yeah, it's like the
contrast between the first one and now. The first one had Lupe on it.
You know what I'm saying? Lupe. Like,
you had
like
Juelz Ortiz.
9 years,
but as much as you know,
9 years you guys, of hectic covers. Now here comes these picky up motherfuckers.
That's where it's headed right now.
And I was about to say, like, as much as the guys you guys just mentioned are dope lyricists, where the fuck are they now?
True.
Issue.
I mean, where the fuck are a lot of the guys on those XXL covers?
You know what I mean?
When you look at, if there's 100 of them, I mean, 80% of them don't exist now.
Mara, at that time, when they were on the cover, they had mad traction.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So do these guys.
Who?
Yeah.
Designer, Kodak Black is making some noise right now.
Yeah,
how many tracks? How many hits?
And the other cats.
And the other cats.
You know there's that
cat. You can't. No.
Just because you don't know them doesn't mean nothing's happening.
I know who was on there. Mara, I want to ask you guys.
Wait.
You know, do you know?
Let's go into the next one. It's okay. We're not ashamed.
I don't remember a lot of the guys, you know, top of my mind, which is why I can't actually have this debate.
True.
But there was a couple of guys that were, you know,
you make some moves, got some hits.
Yeah, you also had Dave East out there. I feel like Dave East was the only one that stood out for me.
Yeah,
Dave East.
Because you're like
old school.
Yeah, old school.
Of course, I'm for the bars, dog. What do you want me to
do? Okay, Lil Uzi Vert's making some noise. You know, of course, Designer. Lil Yachty's making some noise, too. So these are guys that are, like, you know, relevant now, dog.
Yeah,
like,
Lil Yachty.
Yeah, Lil Dicky as well. He can rap. Okay. He can.
Somebody tell me about Lil Yachty yesterday, and they said, don't listen to him because his songs are trash,
exactly,
but you'll never get them out of your head.
He's like a so new
you're bobbing your head going, I don't know why he's I hate this guy so much. But you're mid Dougie going, get Toyota Satan. So but watch out for Lil Yachty. You fuck your
he can be trash to you, but other people love him. It's all subjective.
Just say you love him, dog.
I don't love
you
him,
probably have a poster of him on your wall.
Wow.
After Soulja Boy made it, I mean, look at all these young kids. You have to realize that Soulja Boy is their idol. Soulja Boy is the guy who started this whole internet generation, making one hit wonder type guy.
Definitely.
Now everybody came after the wave, and we can't blame these little kids. The Whips and the Nay-Nays, when you look how when they were when that song came out, Soulja Boy was their guy.
Yeah,
he was their
actually,
guy when they were in high school and primary. Soulja Boy, both designer, Soulja
actually,
Boy was their guy.
Actually.
So naturally, they're just a product of the environment. We can't be mad about the way hip hop
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
He has those moments.
Sometimes I put big boy pants on. Watch out.
All right, coming back home with the news. Ricky Rick, in a shock move, has signed to Mabala Noise. I never saw,
I saw
this
that.
Coming, man.
But,
I never spit it.
But he was here. Ricky. Why didn't he say anything?
Because it was obviously a
secret. Probably yeah, under wraps, yeah. Yo.
Yeah, no one just announced him before they announced
him.
Yeah.
Tell him everything.
Yeah. Yeah. No, dog, he must come, dog. No, dog, this is an uncensored thing, you know? Come on.
My only thing, like, I've been thinking
I
about
saw
this,
they, like,
I'm like,
he's overseas now. They flew him out or something.
Yeah, yeah. He's going to be out in L.A. and they're going to be working on some material out there. And it's rumored that they're going to be working with some big international names. So I guess we'll see when they come back. My thing is like,
wow,
Monty, like wow. From left field, dog.
Wow.
What was that?
It's the truth. He went overseas, came back with trash. It is what it is. Everybody knows.
Oh, that bananas joint.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, so my thing is,
y'all still trying to get a beat. Fuck
y'all. With this whole Ricky situation, I'm like, yo, man, like, Ricky has done so much as an independent artist. Like, he went platinum alone. Like, so the only reason it would make sense for him to sign, the check must have been hella.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
No,
it must have been hella.
Yeah, the marketing of the. Huh? I mean, whatever it is that they're promising him, the marketing behind it,
or
the exposure.
Yeah.
Because he must have said, okay, must have been I'm doing promising. So well right here at home. And I'm
yeah, he
so
also,
much
I mean, he probably.
The next step is for him to move out and to do stuff out there.
Yeah.
And he needs that extension.
Definitely.
That's the only way.
Definitely.
It can be a local thing.
Yeah, he also wants to be like, you know, Abo AKA and Casper in your vest, you know, like Abo Maka, like, you know what I'm saying?
Nah,
like them niggas, they're doing, they have traction.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
Exactly. Thank you. So don't say hi.
I didn't say anything. I'm supporting you. What the fuck?
Thank you.
Speaking of local rappers having traction overseas, Casper in Your Vest is gonna be doing Sway in the Morning.
Yeah, I saw that shit.
I think nice. It should be about now because it's Wednesday morning.
Now you said 7:30 South African time.
Yeah, 7:30. But I mean, like.
Oh, you mean in America?
Yeah, you're like.
Wait,
no, why?
Yeah, I have to agree.
I said Wednesday morning.
Oh, right.
Wednesday morning in America.
Wait, yeah. I
yeah.
said 7:30 South African time.
Yeah.
And then you said now, and I almost agreed to some bullshit. Like, yeah, it's happening now.
Yeah, I also thought you said
in
now.
In the future,
no, like,
it'll be
no, like,
wait.
Like now. Not now, like now.
Oh.
So he's
so
out
it's
not
Wednesday
No, it's
okay,
Wednesday. But
it's Wednesday,
right.
Yeah.
It's
Wednesday,
but
it's mad
like,
early.
Yeah, it's like the early hours of the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, geography.
Geography
is killing us.
Time difference.
.com is also dropping a new EP. He tweeted 2 days ago. And it's going to be a Thug and B project.
It's a what?
A Thug and B project.
For the thugs.
It's like R&B, but like
Thug and B.
I'm thinking Trap Soul.
Bryson Tiller.
Yeah, that's what
I'm thinking Trap Soul too.
Guys,
yeah,
please just stop Sipo from saying whatever he wants to say.
No, man, we're uncensored.
Just say what you want to say.
Look, the SA R&B, the R&B market in SA is a very. We need somebody. I don't know who that person is gonna be.
Clyde
is a mad talented.
So you guys don't see .com.
I haven't heard anything from .com except the video that's.
No, I heard one of his songs. I heard.
So I don't know. I'm not a big fan of that song, but he's putting out an entire EP. There could be something in there.
Look, man, so, I prefer .com when he sings to when he raps.
Same.
So I'm actually excited to hear this Thug and B shit.
Yeah.
I remember he had that joint, the one featuring Reason. I really fucked with that joint.
It's cool because the sound doesn't really exist here, so he can really make it his own and come up with something really special between him and, like I say, Clyde's got his own sound. So we need Oaks out there to compete in the R&B market.
I agree.
Let's make it happen.
Yeah. All right, cool, Shep. So that's pretty much what's happening on the news.
Wait, is that the news?
That's pretty much it.
Yes, so the news were boring.
AKA was going off on Twitter today, just as usual.
Oh yeah, what about him? About him waiting in the car.
No, it was, what was it about the Wale show and shit?
Then the accommodation, what? Flex, Samarawa, guys, give us a chance.
Okay, he picked up his whole band and they bounced.
Yeah.
Because they weren't getting the treatment they wanted or deserved or whatever.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Okay, nothing.
I don't know what happened over the J. Cole weekend because he was tweeting something about that.
Yeah,
no, he was just like, apparently, like, some local artists were mistreated.
Yeah,
they took out everybody from the back thingy
backstage. Yeah.
When J. Cole arrived.
Yeah,
like all of you, fuck off.
Yeah, I feel like if that's the case, we should have kicked J. Cole out at Taboo. They should have kicked him out then.
Okay, but there were a bunch of artists.
I'm just fucking with you. Calm down,
dog. She's mad with these hip hop artists and these black artists, American artists come to Africa and they get here and they don't give interviews and they don't want to fuck with anybody, talk to anybody,
they
just
in,
do the
out,
shoe
or
not.
The check
or when they go back
off.
Home, they talk about, I was in the motherland and I got this warm embrace and everybody was loving me.
I got a touch giraffe.
But they come here and they don't fuck with us
ostrich.
At all.
Yeah,
like most
yeah.
of the time. They don't fuck with us at all.
That's true.
You know,
I actually think that's an interesting topic to dissect. Yeah. So as soon as we come back on the other side of the music, we're going to talk about that and a bunch of other things. The guys are still here. Send us some questions. Tweet us. Send us some comments. You can call us on 0861-555-189. You can tweet us at CliffCentral.com. You can Facebook us. You can WeChat us. And the IDs for those are Cliff Central. Right now, this is Cuesta featuring Maporisa, DJ Bucks. Okay, Malum Cool Cat with my Bobo.
This is CliffCentral.com.
So we are back. We are back on the Capital Wrap Up. That was Cuesta, My Bobo featuring DJ Maporisa, DJ Bucks, and OK Malum Cool Cat. Hey, yo, Cat, apparently you have a story to tell us about Cuesta, man.
Yeah, like, actually.
Snitch.
Let me not. I'm not snitching.
Okay. So if you don't have facts, just put
okay.
You don't have facts. Like,
it's not a fact.
Okay.
Okay.
So it could be a lie, essentially.
No, it's not a lie.
Okay.
It's not a lie, but it's not a fact.
Okay.
I have plausible deniability.
Okay.
That's
such
big words, bro. Hey, whoa.
Sure. It's cool.
Whoa. Tell us
so,
a story.
Like 20 minutes before I got to studio, I hooked up with Jairo and Kaya and SK.
Yeah.
So they went to a franchise to go purchase some food, right?
Okay. And a car wash as well. Just so people know we drive and stuff.
So we pull up, the establishment that they were buying food at was next to a car dealership. So I parked my whip, right?
Snitch.
So I see through the window.
Oh, what
I'm like, I know that nigga.
Snitch.
He rolls with Cuesta. Okay, cool. So I'm like, wait. So we further investigate. We're like, oh, there's that nigga. So Cuesta was in the passenger seat. I don't know if he was buying the car.
Snitch.
Or whether they were hiring it for, you know,
hey, Cuesta's
Devin July or whatever, you know. But I'm just saying, for all you know, he might be announcing that he has a car now.
Okay, what
I'm
car?
Just,
what?
I'm just giving y'all a heads
car,
up.
A new car.
A new car.
Yeah, don't make it sound like you didn't drive before.
Yeah.
Like I said, you know what I mean? You got to make sure. So people know that, yo, we do drive. Yeah, we do have vehicles and we've got licenses and all of that stuff.
Kat, what was your story? Your story is that you saw Cuesta at a dealership.
I'm saying he might be... You know, announced. Yeah, he might be.
What car was it?
It was an E-Class Mercedes Benz.
What makes you think
guys,
that's your
Cat just said he's just giving us everybody that's listening a heads up. Like we asked to know that Chris is at a dealership.
No, dog, the song just played. Jesus.
Okay, so now we must know
that.
Now nigga can't just go shopping. Now if I go window shopping,
go with this.
I think Larry's buying tennis shoes.
It's paparazzi.
Last week.
There's more things happening in South Africa than what you just said right now.
Snitch.
All right, cool, Shep. So before we get into the joint, we're actually talking about how, you know, international artists come through, mistreat our artists, don't really interact, and they just fuck off. And AKA was having, well, AKA 2 years ago, I think it was, after the Kanye West show. He was like, yo, man, I'm no longer going to be doing, you know, any more of these, you know, opening up for internationals.
Yeah.
And I understood where he was coming from. He had some very valid points. But I feel like all the other artists that keep doing it seem to be happy. Or maybe they're just not, so, you know, voicing their opinions.
So just to touch on that. Yeah. So on his rant that he went on.
Yeah.
Whenever it was today or whatever, or the other day after J. Cole, he said other artists were telling him, like, shit, I guess you were right. You've been preaching the story.
Yeah.
So I guess other artists are now seeing what he was talking about.
Okay, but do you think those same artists now won't open up for the next guy that comes?
I think they're going to, regardless,
because it's a check, dog. It's a check.
AKA made a choice. And some artists can afford to say, no, I won't take certain bookings. Some artists, no. And AKA has done a lot in terms of opening up for big guys. He's proved himself. So that's okay for him. But let's say a kid like Nasty C, for example, who's now only getting in the game, an opportunity to open for J. Cole, to have that in your resume, is not something you immediately want to turn down.
Yeah.
Even just for the experience, you would do it and be like, is it really about the money? But I want to say that I've done something. I've been on this big stage. And
For the resume.
So I guess it's up to other artists. Whether the treatment part, AKA did make one good point. He said, you can't blame the Wale's and the J. Cole's because they're getting what they asked for.
You must also
put something down on your tech writer and say, this is what I want and fight for that. And if you don't get it, then you don't show up or you don't take that booking.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much how you have to handle
100%.
Yourself.
That's interesting, man.
It's like the Mandela of concerts.
it gets political sometimes.
Yeah, boy, give us free.
All right, cool, Shab. So I want to find out more about you guys as Life of the Party, right? Firstly, I want to put Larry on the spot. Hello. So for some of you guys who don't know, Larry and I used to be part of a crew called the Repertoires.
Yeah. We did the thing, dog. We did the damn thing, dog.
This motherfucker left the crew on Twitter. Dog, so it was like a Q&A or some shit. They just asked about the Reps some shit. He's like, yeah, I'm not a part of that crew.
You know what that was like? Getting dumped via SMS of a heartbreak song lyric.
Oh,
like,
no, please go. Well, maybe worse. Maybe getting dumped via a tweet.
It wasn't even like that, man. You know, we all know there were internal problems, guys.
There was never a, it's over.
No, but you know what the worst thing is? I wasn't getting called for gigs, bruh. You know, I'm the guy who's coming up with the choreography. Like, whoa, boys, this is a move for the show. Not knowing I'm not in the show, dad.
You're not in the starting line now.
Like, yeah, they're like, you know where you saw Larry standing in the routine?
That's you.
That's where you're going to stand. I'm just like, whoa. Now you know the worst is when you see people going out for, like, maybe niggas are going to Swaziland or whatever. Yeah. And you're sitting there, you're like, yeah, boys, so what time are we leaving? And niggas are like,
We had border control.
I was so pissy, yo, there were like maybe like 3 gigs. I'm like, okay, guys, what time are guys scooping me up? On the day before the night, like, I'm like, yo, my passport's ready. You know the worst thing is, like, sometimes they're even hustling for other guys' passports. Like, yo, we don't know where this guy's passport is. We don't know what we're gonna do. We're gonna leave that guy. I'm like, yeah, but
my passport's here.
Nope. Nothing. So I think it was wrong in the way that I did it.
Yeah.
But I was also going through a lot of things, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was a very chesty guy at that point in time.
Are you better now?
No, I'm still a chesty guy. One of my niggas, Shama, says I'm like the most light-skinned, dark-skinned nigga they know. Because I'm out there, bro. Like, I'm moist.
Him and SK are like...
Yeah, I'm like super Drake.
Hold up.
Incredibly. Capital said,
I'm going to need to talk to you now, right, Larry?
Yo.
Not me.
What twang was that one, bro? What twang was that? I'm already talking with
the
horses. Well,
anyway, I'm on the story that it's not about me right now.
Alright, cool, Shab. So, gents, now I'll that
about life of the party. The
yeah, man. What do you guys actually do, eh?
Live a life.
Fuck shit up.
To fuck shit up.
Yeah. Is that like a real thing? Just
like enter the place, mess it up, scatter everything.
No, to be honest with you, man, that's it. No, it's not even like that.
It's
not like, can I be honest with you, man? We're a bunch of guys who met via party. Yeah. Like, most of us met in the club scene, and most of us were doing things there. We were just like really cool friends, and we decided to do some really cool stuff together. So, like, we shoot our own productions, we make our own clothing, trying to make our own music. We throw our own parties.
By the way,
and we still just party together, and like, yeah, that's who we are. Like, that's basically life of the party. We just
came
like,
together.
Yeah.
yeah. It came together as a concept that basically we do this every weekend anyway. So we party a lot.
Yeah.
And some people make a little bit of money from it. And we all had ideas. You know, we complain a lot. I wish there was more of this and I wish there was more of that. So we had our own ideas and we said we're not going to wait for anybody to create the parties we want to go to, create what we want to watch on TV, create the clothes we want to wear.
Yeah.
You know, we're just going to do it ourselves. So we came together and we came up with this concept and we all had similar goals of what we want to see happen, which started with just partying, but it moves on into TV, into marketing, into production. Yeah. As the company grows.
Yeah. So I want to ask you something very interesting. You touched on music.
Yeah.
Do any of you guys rap, sing, write music? Like,
not at all.
I've heard SK doing some things.
What? Okay,
give them the best shit.
No. I'm not ready.
No, let me state categorically that none of us are musicians. But we're all obviously everyone is very opinionated about music.
Yeah.
And we actually are working on some music with some people.
Yeah.
Like we've got a concept a mixtape that we're trying to put out. We've got a single called Gallings that's out. Some of you may have heard it.
Yeah.
With Tuli Stark, with Taiwan the Thai, and with Charlie from ICU. So we're working on music again. Like it's one of those things that I was saying that instead of going out there and asking for things or waiting for certain things to be done, we're just gonna make whatever we like.
Yeah.
And if you rock with us, you rock with us.
My question is, what do you guys do?
Everything
in the music.
Yeah. Oh, dog, we are the
ones
that
people together.
We put the people together.
We're facilitating a mix.
We like. Okay. Everything that we want as a concept, we literally put it together. So if we're sitting there, we're like, dude, we need to make a song for girls. We call up like the guys that we've chosen to work with.
Yeah.
And the guys that we've chosen to work with is like guys we kind of grew up around. Like especially for on my side, because obviously most of these guys, Zabu Tuli, the ICUs, Ty, I grew up with them like in that scene. You know, like that scene. Most of you guys know the scene, right? Yeah. So we sit there and we conceptualize it. We sit in the studio the whole time. It's not like one of those things that we send beats to people and we're like, because every song is literally made together while we're all there. So we do all the conceptualizing. We pick the beats. We do the marketing for the songs.
I was actually there in school once. Yeah. When you made that song.
Yeah,
we've
Confessions of my Instagram.
Fuck, where's
the song?
Was he there?
Yeah.
Pump Studios.
Yeah.
Where's
like,
that track?
It's there. Like we said, we're trying to put together a full mixtape right now, which is called Hangover. And it's basically taking you from how it feels like to warm up from going to the club to the whole experience of all the things that can happen in the club to rights at that period when you're at home, driving home with your friends, one of your boys just threw up. So, that's the mixtape. Life of the party.
All the songs of the party.
Wait. So that's that's a general night in jail.
No, it's like it's not that. Like there's a lot of things that can happen. Like you can meet a chest pain. You can get into a fight. Yeah. You can have too much to drink.
Yeah, I've been
you
could chest be, pains.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that can happen in the process of like that 6 hours of you and your boys going to a club. Have you ever had one of those nights where you're just like, whoa, just all of that happened in one night.
Yeah,
and it's like putting all of that into a mixtape.
I wanna add some fucking dope concept for a mixtape.
Thank you, okay cool
Shap, so there's the music, there's the, tell us more about the TV, the productions rather. I know you guys you're about to put out the Maybay.
Oh yeah, we dropped that last night, man. Yeah, we dropped that last night. It's a film. It's like a film mockumentary. It's like
So what's a mockumentary? Is that like a Real Husbands kind of vibe?
Yeah, it's like it's mocking everything that's happening. Like it's like, you know how when you watch a conventional documentary, it's more like very information, like, you know. So ours is like literally taking a piss out of all of that. That's exactly what we're doing.
So it dropped last night.
Yeah,
so
we dropped it last night. It's a mockumentary of us putting together me and DJ Switch's birthday.
Okay.
And the things that happened behind it and like artists pulling out and how we handled that, because we didn't really handle it. But that's not exactly what we show.
Yeah, right, cool. You say it dropped last night?
Yeah, it dropped last night.
How do people check it out, man?
Yeah, check it out on our YouTube, on Arcadium's
YouTube channel. What? And check it out. And Arcadium. Watch out for the tweets.
How do you spell that?
A-N-R-C-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-R-C-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A
get it the R-C- fuck together, man.
Hey, actually, bro. Yeah.
Tell them.
Wow,
bro.
It's not that hard.
Yeah, I thought I was gonna say.
It'll be easier. Okay, it's N A.
No, just go to the T. Follow all LOTPSA_1, and then we'll have all the information there.
Yeah.
But otherwise, once. Yeah.
Whoa, outside, bro, you even said that wrong.
Outside of the.
This guy's not okay, guys. Let me tell you how it's done. Go on YouTube, ANARCHADIUM. And Arcadium on YouTube. Check out our tweets. LOTP_SA1. Fetch, are you okay?
Everything is okay. It's getting a bit hot in here. I don't know if it's this. I got a coat on.
Yeah, it's getting a bit hot, man. Let's actually get into a musical break.
Okay.
I'm about to play one of you guys' singles.
Yes.
The only one that
yeah, the one that's out. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. Who wants to introduce us, man?
Oh, Kaya.
Go in there.
Oh, jeez. Oh. Since again, Tanda Bafaz. Yeah. Listen. LOTP. Taiwan the Thai, Charlie, Tuli Stark, Gellings.
Oh, no way!
It's that life of the party, Gellings. Tweet us, text us, let us know what you think, man. Back from you, got me all in my feelings, can't
lie. This is CliffCentral.com.
So apparently Gateway is burning. You heard it first. In the
holy shit.
Wrap up.
Hey, yo.
That was a dope Pretoria record. Is burning.
That was a dope record, by the way.
Pray for
Tony. Thank
Tony,
you very
yo.
Much. Thank you. Thank you, man. Thank you, Capital.
How do people get the joint?
You know, data file host, because we're still new to the game. We don't even know how to get on iTunes yet. But we're going to get there. Cap is going to give us a plug for all of these things. But yeah. You can also check it out on our SoundCloud. We've got a SoundCloud out there. Life of the Party Essay. It's their standard. It's like free. Just listen to it. Download it. Do whatever you want to do.
All right. Before we played the joint, Sipo told us about the many things other than your production and the music. Tell us about the clothing aspect of Life of the Party.
Oh, before you do that, y'all work with some fuckboy that I don't fuck with, but Karen.
We know who we are talking about. We know. Yeah.
Call him out.
We know. That's, I think that's why when like I even asked, like, hey man, how do you feel about the jackets? Yeah, you did tell me.
I did.
We were standing in the kitchen.
I was like, yo, would yeah, you like, you're like, you're like, nice,
but if
it.
I see that logo, I'm just like, yeah. Ish,
yeah, that other logo is shit. The jacket is fucking dope. That other logo is shit.
Wait, what happened between you and
I get it now. Oh, I get it now. I know. Oh, shit. Yeah.
That took you long.
Yeah, I was thinking about it, man. Yeah, I was like,
your hair's even going back blonde, bro. Wait, a second. Nice. I said it was having an LOTP. I said, who do you? Is it me? Is he? Did I leave?
Look, honestly speaking, man. Ish.
Yeah.
That guy, he showed a lot of people flames. he genuinely did.
I feel like you guys need to tell the people.
Cap, yeah, what happened with you?
Mpilo from Copper Noctum. Right?
Okay.
Right, uh-huh. This guy, huh?
Cap, what did you do?
Look at Cap, that's the guy.
Say,
so, obviously, this guy approached us and he was just like, guys, you know, I've run away for too long. I need to come back,
what,
you know?
Was he a promoter that stole money or
no, he used to make jackets.
Make clothes.
He used to make clothes and, like, he had to disappear because...
He stole money from a lot of people.
Yeah, so
oh, well. You included.
Well, he owed me money before something else.
Oh, so yeah, yes. I mean, it's like one of those things where he came to us and he was like, guys, hell, I think you guys are cool, and I was like, yeah, we think we're cool too. And then he was like, yeah, let's start something. So we were like, hey, let's give the guy a chance because we think everyone deserves a second chance, you know.
Yeah, I agree, but I don't know about it's a
fourth or a fifth.
Yeah,
you know,
he messed up a lot of relationships with a lot of people.
Yeah.
In the 2 years ago when he first started this and was trying to push and he was coming through as a young black man hustling and a lot of people were giving him chances and he literally made every wrong decision he could possibly make.
Every
wrong decision you can make as a young businessman.
He made it.
Dishonest. And everyone who's had a problem with him will tell you the same story like you're saying. There's no need to really go into it. But coming back and then him, he had a different relationship with Larry and then he came. He approached us on some, I know you guys want to do a few things. You know, I still have the means to make it happen.
Yeah.
And I am trying to rebrand myself and trying to come back and trying to do things better. And based on that, we're like, let's try a few things out. Let's try a few things out. If he frustrates us or if things don't work out, then we'll cut him off. But I was thinking, don't do it. Here's a chance for you to come back and to be reliable and to try and rebuild your brand.
Yeah.
Because just because you've done things bad in the past doesn't mean it's the end all be all of you.
So right everyone's now it's going well. Before. Everything's fine.
He may have.
Mara, you guys haven't answered me. Hey,
what?
Oh, sorry.
We've been talking about the same guy for the past 3 minutes. Hey?
No, but we have to explain, about one guy. The thing is, because it's a question that everyone, a lot of people ask us when they see us, and So we kept brought it up. It's like, yo, man. Actually, let's just thank you for the platform, because that's how we hear, you know, the platform.
So we're working well with him. He's like, you know, we put things in place to make sure that we're protected ourselves. But the main thing was for us just to go out there and test the market with a few ideas that we had with the clothes.
Yeah.
Starting with the jackets that everyone's seen. And we're actually trying to put out a full
range,
which we'll drop bit by bit.
Can a brother get a sample or what?
Yeah, nigga, I got samples, dog. Yo, I got samples.
And you can get one sample for 700 rand.
Yeah. That's like the finance guy.
That's the problem.
Yeah, but like, look out of there.
We're gonna put
out a few things that are cool. We're gonna work with some people and collaborate. And we got some really dope ideas of what we want to do.
Yeah.
With the clothes and how we want to bring them out and what we want them to entail and to really celebrate young Black South Africans. So I think there's some real cool stuff that we're gonna do, and it's not gonna be the same once you see it get going. It's starting off just looking at it's just jackets and one or two things, but once you see how the concept unfolds, you'll see that with the fuckwear range.
You need to keep taking pauses because I'm trying to like ad lib him the whole time. I'm just like,
but he's trying to wait for him back.
Yeah, but like honestly, I just think like especially with this generation, we've got a lot of power to do things outside the spaces where we need to be accepted.
Yeah.
Like, we don't need to have Vuzu to have a platform to make our own content.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just feel like... It's not just Vuzu. I'm just saying, like, it's just in general. Like, even, like, where we are now, Cliff Central, like, it started off as something, like, someone who just wanted to create their own thing, and it's going to just keep growing and growing and growing. So we just want to be the guys that are there to create our own platform to do whatever the hell we want to do, because, yeah, we think we're cool like that.
We got a range for everyone as well.
Even the honeys?
Fuck boys.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone, man.
I'm doing the fuck boys.
The
president.
You gotta do it for everybody, man.
The young Jacob.
Can we send you guys a jacket? Hey, guys, you guys better Instagram, so, all that stuff.
Are we sharing this one jacket?
No, we'll send you guys some.
Of course you're sharing the jacket. We're going to get one of those stretchy ones, you know, one size fits all. You're going to leave it in the office. Nobody take it home.
I'll only wear the jacket if you get rid of the shitty logo.
Cap doesn't need one. I'll take Cap's. I don't know who the hell Philo is. I don't give a fuck.
The shitty logo and replace it with the word shitty logo.
Yeah.
And send one Cap's.
Exactly.
That's going to be the special edition, Papa.
That was a good response.
You'll get shit.
Yo, man, this shit has been bugging me the whole fucking time, man. SK, what color is your head?
It's turquoise.
This week. What color is it this week?
Yeah.
Turquoise.
Yeah. I'm going to go pink soon.
You just told us that. Hold on.
Weren't you one of the first guys that laughed at me when I had a red beard?
No, I didn't laugh at you.
Oh, okay.
No, I didn't laugh at you. Remember, we're at the yard, Footy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you pull up to the yard. Oh, my God,
Cap did pull the whole red.
Oh, he did pull the red stuff. I really fucked with that thing. I liked it. That's when I started like, Cap can do this. Yeah, he did. That's why I went with the blonde beard and stuff.
How do you feel, man?
Yo, man, I've been inspiring the country, man. That's what I do. All right, cool shop. We don't have much time left.
Because
there's quite a bunch of you, we're going to do this a bit early. Real, raw, and uncensored. What the fuck is on your mind? We'll start with Larry.
Real, raw, and uncensored. Real, life of the party. Raw, no dome. Uncensored. Fuck shit. Okay.
Real, raw, and uncensored. What's on your mind? What's bugging you? Yeah. What's you know?
What's bugging me?
I thought it was the first word.
You assume that. Word, so I don't know why you thought that.
What's bugging me? Actually, I'll say what's bugging me is I see a lot of success that's come hip hop's way right now, and a lot of people that are hating on the success and telling hip hop guys to shut the fuck up, saying, why are you out there flashing with your car? You know, AKA says he got a new car. People are like, why you got it? It's not about the cars, it's about the bars. But it's been about the bars literally forever in South Africa, and now finally niggas got the cars. So let them flash. Let them niggas stunt on you, you know. Go out there, rollie on these motherfuckers, fucking drive a Bentley, step over some niggas' toes and pay his fucking child support or some shit. Who gives a fuck? You got money, blow that shit. We never used to have that shit. Let niggas shine, goddamn it.
I like that.
I won't lie, that's some real shit.
Because I just said like the worst aunts on earth. And then this guy comes through at that.
All right, Kaya, you up. What's on your mind? Real raw and uncensored.
What's on my mind? Actually, it happened last night. Yeah, I don't know why my baby mama actually put pig mix off a picture of me and then a picture of her. And then the caption is my virgin breaker.
My virgin breaker.
why me, bro? Why Facebook? That's why. I don't understand.
And I saw that on Larry's snap.
Pig mix, Imzala.
Imzala. When was the last time you had a pig mix? Come on, my friend. And then she says, Konji, Yabon is like that. Yeah,
Konji, no.
Just remember now, what, wow. Hey, there's that nigga that that's actually. Nigga. My picture is there with hers. Couldn't she just put me alone there? Like, let me just chill. Wow.
You know what sucks? Is the fact that Kaya just got a girlfriend and only now it's coming out like this.
Oh, damn.
Like, it happened at the real wrong time when he's found love.
SK, what's on your mind? Real raw and uncensored.
Man, you mean, ish. I don't really have got much, you know. Bang Tampile.
Yeah, I also want to vent, bro.
So, Bang Tampile, now, it's just like, you know, it just activated what, you know, these girls say and call a fuckboy. So I'm living now for the fuckboys.
All right, cool. So,
yeah, I want to
say the same thing as
Larry.
I'm also
going, retake.
I'm also going through a single spree right now.
I'm here for you, Larry.
I also got dumped, so it's a bit tough, you know. But also, there's Euphoria this Saturday, so yeah, make sure you get your tickets. There can't be tickets. So
tell us more.
Euphoria is like an all black party. Well, it's actually a mansion party. Every month, we're looking for a different mansion, and we're just gonna throw down in the mansion. Okay. And we're not gonna do that stuff where like you party in the yard type. One get people into the sports, you know, aspirational stuff. All
right, where is it happening?
We haven't released a venue, but I'm gonna release the venue for the first time now. So it's going to be at Saddlebrook Estate. Yeah, it's at Saddlebrook Estate. They're one of the spots out there.
It's a dope fucking estate. Like,
yes, it's Saddlebrook Estate. These horses, you guys are gonna be partying with the horses and stuff. If you are coming, make sure if you have bought your ticket, there is no tickets on sale at the door. Okay, you have to be there with your ID. Otherwise, you're not getting in.
And that's
no
like
ID, no entry,
food.
No guest list. Like, guest list actually, except for
just the hands.
Yeah, just capital.
Except for the hot mommy.
What do you mean, just capital? What about me?
Nah, nigga, pay. God damn it, Kat.
Gents, thank you so much for coming through, hang out with us, Kat Muncie. Real quick, 10 seconds.
Thanks
each.
For having yo, pray for 20. Yeah. Get that shit together, guys.
Chap,
one love.
Yo, what up to everybody? See you next week.
All right, cool. We'll see you guys next week. It's been a crazy show. We're playing out with AKA. This is DreamWorks.
Cliff Central. The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.